are here at the 2019, right?
Yep.
2019 PSCU member forum in Austin, Texas, and I'm here with Tiffany McEckern. How are you, Tiffany?
Hello. I'm good.
Good. It's only taken me 2 years to get your last name right.
I know, and I can't believe it's been a year already since I last saw you.
I know. Time 365 flies. Days. Time flies when you're having fun, for sure. And so, speaking of fun, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's good. It's been busy. We've gotten a lot of good stuff on social media from the conference, people posting stuff, and we got a lot of good speakers.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I've been able to sit in a couple of their keynotes and stuff, and it's been such good information they're sharing.
Yeah, I heard Leila Ali was
she
hit a knockout this morning, pardon
the
pun.
She did. She did, and she's speaking again, so anyone who didn't go to the breakfast will see her again.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was here for a little double duty there.
Exactly.
Good for her. That's nice of her to do that. Hey, let's talk about the issue at hand here, Engagement Builder, and this is kind of your baby, right?
So it's actually Jessica's baby, and this is my first member form without her.
That's right, your partner in crime where is she?
She is at the office holding down the fort.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, Engagement Builder. So a lot has changed. We have way more content than ever. I don't even know where to start. We have our free monthly content. So holidays like Easter, April Fool's Day, Earth Day, we have that content. We have a campaign for savings accounts. So encouraging your members to save for a new house, kids going to college, new car. And then we have another campaign, which is our What's Next campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So it has different financial tips about how they can save for those next milestones, like buying a dog, taking your first international trip.
buying a dog.
Yeah.
That is quite an endeavor. We've done that a couple of times, and it is an endeavor. Yes.
Yeah. So I went to the shelter, and they're like, oh, it'll be $20. And I was like, oh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take him to the vet, and they're like, that'll be $400.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about things like that or how much dog food is.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So this
adds up.
This type of content is helping them say, like, oh, wow, so that's going to cost a lot more than I thought it was going to.
That's just the beginning.
Exactly. And it only gets worse as they get older.
Yes,
And then we released our April magazine. So that has some tips about your company LinkedIn page, some social media tips. And then we also had a webinar with Holly Fearing from Filene.
Wow.
Yes. And that was really interesting about Yelp reviews and kind of building that digital cloud. So that's the new stuff that we have. We're announcing our new webinar in the next couple of weeks, and that will be with Miles Bristow, who
Miles?
Yes, who used to work for PSCU. So we've been busy, to say the least.
Wow.
Yes.
So how often are you going to have these webinars?
We usually have them every other month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they focus on whatever the topic of the month is or whatever?
We kind of vary. So we did one with Canva, how to use Canva, and branding our different graphics that we provide with your logo and stuff to make them look a little more in brand, not as... and then... We did another one with Ginger, who owns a local marketing agency, and she talked about different social media marketing tips. So it really just depends on who is presenting. We try and change it just so there's something new. It's not the same thing over.
Yeah.
But it's great because I actually talked to someone earlier who's like, oh, I attended your Canva webinar, and now I use Canva all the time.
Oh,
and we're like, oh, that's exactly what we want. We want them to start using that stuff and getting all these new tips and tricks.
Yeah, and it just makes the creatives look better and better.
Exactly.
So that's the whole point, I'm assuming here.
Yes.
So what's the biggest trend in social media for 2019 that you're seeing?
So I would definitely say leveraging influencers. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Influencers?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I will be on Instagram and I'll look at something and it's like, oh, this person has this new hat. Ooh, I like that hat. Let me investigate. And then I buy the hat. And it is something that, you know, companies used to have to shell out millions of dollars to have a celebrity endorsement or have some big name. But now you have these influencers who have these very niche markets, and they're people who really follow them because they like what they're sharing,
right,
and they believe in what they're saying. So I think companies are planning to spend about like $6.5 billion on influencer marketing in 2019, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's something that's evolved because of social media, which is crazy.
Yeah, because it's like all, you know, the Instagram celebrities, the YouTube celebrities, that type. It's not necessarily Hollywood or sports stars. These are people that have gotten really popular and do a really good job on social media stuff. So you can jump on their coattails, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of like, you know, I can't relate to a celebrity because I'm not a celebrity, but this person who might have 20,000 followers on Instagram, I can relate to that person mm-hmm. because they eat the same things that I do. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the same size as me. They're mm-hmm. the same age as me. Mm-hmm. So it's like what they're saying about, hey, I tried this new product. It was awesome. Or I love shopping at the store because their sizes fit really great. Yep. I'm thinking, ooh, I should go look at that store because we're the same age and you wear the same size.
Right. Very cool. So mm-hmm. influencers. So what would be, do you have an example of how, what, who an influencer for a credit union would be, just to kind of give them step one?
So they're really, I mean, I think that there's so many different, I guess, areas that they could dive into. I think the first thing to think about is what is your objective. So if you're trying to attract that millennial and younger generation mm-hmm. To become members for your credit union, look and see who those people are mm-hmm. on social media.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I if I didn't know what a credit union was and this influencer is like, oh, hey, I'm talking about this credit union. Yeah. I love being a member here. They really
just got a loan for my new car. Check out my new
exactly.
wheels.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm thinking, oh, I didn't know that about credit unions. So then I'm going to do more research and think about it. So it really, I mean, I think, like I said, it resonates so well with.
Oh, totally. Because it's a peer-related type
exactly.
thing. Exactly. So. Gotcha. How can credit unions leverage influencers? We just talked about that. Mm-hmm. So we covered that one.
I will say, though, one thing about influencers is that they need to make sure that they're doing some sort of tracking. So if they are going to work with an influencer, and maybe it's a referral type thing where the influencer can refer members to their credit union, they need to have some sort of URL or unique code. That way they can see which influencers mm-hmm. have more clout than other influencers
good idea.
And continue working with them.
Good information mm-hmm. there, for sure. And it's easy to do, too.
Exactly.
It's so trackable.
Super
so trackable. Biggest trends in digital marketing today?
Biggest trends in digital marketing.
A cousin of social media.
I would have to say humanizing your content for sure.
Yep. And what do you mean by humanizing?
So people are not interested in models and paid people to talk about your product mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. I want, if I'm looking at buying a new home, this is something that, you know, is a big expense. It's something that I might not be familiar with because I've never bought a home before. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a story from someone who has bought a home.
Okay.
And that resonates so well with credit unions mm-hmm. because we help people all the time with financial mm-hmm. situations. And so really incorporating your members and their stories into your marketing mm-hmm. And campaigns is something that is so important and so easy to do mm-hmm. because they want to share their stories too. They want to help other people.
Right.
And then I would have to say the other one is delivering a personalized experience. So now more than ever, you have access to artificial intelligence. You can do so specific targeting with social media when you do ads. With Engagement Builder, you can target a specific age range or demographic. So if you're running a student loan campaign, you can actually target those who are in college mm-hmm. and in that age range.
Mm-hmm.
And so making sure you're delivering that content to the right audience, I think, is super important. Because if I don't have a house, maybe I'm not interested in a personal loan for a renovation.
Right.
So instead of sending a blanketed email to all your members saying, hey, have you thought about, you know, taking out a personal loan for a renovation? Mm-hmm. Target the people who have just purchased houses.
Yeah.
Yes, who are involved in your mortgage campaigns and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the audience that you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So using that access and that data, I think, is super important.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the data's there, so
it
take
is.
Advantage of it.
Yes, and it's almost kind of creepy if you think about it, but it's there, it's not going away, so
yeah.
might as well use it.
Yeah, but then on the flip side of that, it's like, hey, man, my credit union knows me.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought
exactly.
a house and I need to do some renovations or whatever. I need
exactly.
to do some fix it up or whatever.
Yeah.
They know me. So I look at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
Not the creepy factor.
Exactly. And it doesn't even need to be. I mean, like, it could be some sort of, you know, you need to buy furniture for that house. It could be, there's tons of different situations where you could totally target a specific audience based on their buying habits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just using that data wisely is really important.
Yeah, I agree. Good stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these trends should credit unions focus on to succeed in the social media channels?
I
guess a big question for a lot of people still don't know where to start.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
So I think the biggest thing is, I would say, to humanize your content with social media and your marketing stuff, because people, you know, I'll take a picture of something or I'll talk about an experience that I had, and that credit union could really benefit from my story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's user-generated content. They're not spending money creating all of these graphics, taking photo shoots or anything. I'm just sharing my story on social media,
mm-hmm.
and they can just reshare my content.
Yep.
And so it seriously just resonates so well with credit unions.
And viral as well.
Yes.
Well, because yesterday we had Chuck Fagan in here, obviously, and one of the first topics we talked to him about was enhancing the member experience mm-hmm. through payments and all that type of stuff. So here's a member experience that exactly. you could personalize or humanize.
Exactly.
So that's what those are the stories that resonate, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So,
totally
good
agree
stuff.
With you.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. All right, Tiffany, anything else to wrap up here on the social media front?
If you haven't registered for Engagement Builder, engaged.pscu.com, you can create a free account. It's available to members and non-members of PSCU, so you have no excuse as to not registering.
There it is, right there. She said it. Cracking the whip, Tiffany
yes.
is. All right. Thank you very much, Tiffany.
Yes.
Always a pleasure.
Always good to see you.
Keep up the good work as well.